But we have the testimony of other profound scholars who have incidentally defined the word baptizo while writing on other subjects. At the risk of wearying our readers, we will hear them also. 1. Michelis. To baptize, to immerse, to bathe. 2. Schaff. To bathe oneself, to bathe, to dip, immerse in water, baptize. 3. Guido Fabricius. To baptize, dip, bathe. 4. Buxdorf. To baptize, dip, bathe oneself. 5. Schindler. To baptize, dip, bathe, immerse in water. 6. Pascal Auscher. To baptize, to wash by plunging in water. 7. Mkhitar Vartabed. The same as Auscher. 8. Encyclopedia Americana. Baptism, that is, dipping, immersion, from the Greek word baptizo. 9. Edinburgh Encyclopedia. In the times of the apostles, the act was very simple. The person was dipped in water. 10. Kitto's Encyclopedia. The whole person was immersed in water. 11. Austerius. Baptizein signifies only to immerse and not to wash except by consequence. 12. Wilson. Baptize, to dip in water or plunge one into water. 13. Dr. William Young, to dip all over, to wash, to baptize. 14. Bailey. Baptism, in strictness of speech, is that kind of ablution or washing which consists in dipping, and when applied to the Christian institution, it was used by the early Christians in no other way than that of dipping, as the learned Grotius and Castlebaum observe. 16. Butterworth renders baptizo to dip, immerse, or plunge. 16. John Ash's Dictionary, London, 1776, renders baptize to dip, plunge, to overwhelm, to administer baptism. 17. Brand's Encyclopedia of Science, Literature, and Art, Article Baptism. Bapto, I dip. Baptism was originally administered by immersion. At present, sprinkling is generally substituted for dipping, at least in northern climates. 18. Beza. Christ commanded us to be baptized, by which word it is certain immersion is signified. To be baptized in water signifies no other than to be immersed in water, which is the external ceremony of baptism. 19. Altingius. Baptism is immersion when the whole body is immersed, but the term baptism is never used concerning aspersion. 20. Bishop Bassuet. To baptize signifies to plunge, as is granted by all the world. 21. Hospinianus. Christ commanded us to be baptized, by which word it is certain immersion is signified. 22. Gertleros. To baptize among the Greeks is undoubtedly to immerse, to dip, and baptism is immersion, dipping. The thing commanded by our Lord is baptism, immersion in water. 23. Budius. The words baptizein and baptismos are not to be interpreted of aspersion, but always of immersion. 24. Venema. The word baptizein, to baptize, is nowhere used in the scripture for sprinkling. 25. Professor Fritschi. Baptism was performed not by sprinkling, but by immersion. This is evident not only from the nature of the word, but from Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. 26. Professor Porson. The Baptists have the advantage of us. Baptism signifies a total immersion. 27. Kattenberg. In baptism, the whole body is ordered to be immersed. 28. Kekermanos. We cannot deny that the first institution of baptism consisted in immersion and not sprinkling. 29. Stourdza, a native Greek. The verb baptizo has only one acceptation. It literally and perpetually signifies to plunge. Baptism and immersion, therefore, are identical. And to say baptism by aspersion is as if one should say immersion by aspersion, or utter any other contradiction of the same nature. 30. Jeremiah, the Greek patriarch. The ancients were not accustomed to sprinkle the candidate, but to immerse him. 31. Daniel Rogers. that the minister is to dip in water, the word denotes it. None of old were wont to be sprinkled. 32. Bishop Jeremy Taylor. The custom of the ancient churches was not sprinkling, but immersion, in pursuance of the sense of the word in the commandment and the example of our blessed Savior. 33. Dr. George Campbell. The word baptizein, both in sacred authors and in classical, signifies to dip, to plunge, to immerse, and was rendered by Tertullian, the oldest of the Latin fathers, tingere, the term used for dyeing cloth, which was by immersion. It is always construed suitably to this meaning. 34. Dr. Storr and Flatt's Theology. The disciples of our Lord could understand his command in no other manner than as enjoining immersion. Under these circumstances, it is certainly to be lamented that Luther was not able to accomplish his wish with regard to the introduction of immersion in baptism, as he had done in the restoration of the wine in the Eucharist. 35. London Quarterly Review. There can be no question that the original form of baptism, the very meaning of the word, was a complete immersion in the deep baptismal waters, and that for at least four centuries any other form was either unknown or else regarded as exceptional, almost a monstrous case. 36. Curcellius. Baptism was performed by plunging the whole body into water, and not by sprinkling a few drops, as is now the practice. Nor did the disciples that were sent out by Christ administer baptism afterwards in any other way. 37. Martin Luther. The term baptism is a Greek word. It may be rendered into Latin by mersio, when we immerse anything in water that it may be entirely covered with water. And though this custom be quite abolished among the generality, for neither do they entirely dip children, but only sprinkle them with a little water, nevertheless they ought to be wholly immersed, and immediately to be drawn out again, for the etymology of the word seems to require it. 38. Knapp's Theology. Baptisma, from baptizein, which properly signifies to dip in, to wash by immersion. 39. Dr. Bloomfield on Mark 1, verse 9. The sense of was baptized in is was dipped or plunged into. He underwent the rite of baptism by being plunged into the water. 40. Vetringa. The act of baptizing is the immersion of believers in water. This expresses the force of the word. Thus also it was performed by Christ and the apostles. 41. Professor Moses Stewart. Bapto and baptizo mean to dip, plunge, or immerse into anything liquid. All lexicographers and critics of any note are agreed in this. 42. Calvin. The word baptize signifies to immerse, and the rite of immersion was practiced by the ancient church. 43. Witsius. It cannot be denied that the native signification of the words baptein and baptizein is to plunge, to dip. 44. Zanchius. The proper signification of baptize is to immerse, plunge under, overwhelm in water. 45. Dr. Chalmers. The original meaning of the word baptism is immersion, and though we regard it as a point of indifference whether the ordinance so named be performed in this way or by sprinkling, yet we doubt not that the prevalent style of administration in the apostles' days was by an actual submerging of the whole body under water. 46. Smith's Dictionary of the Bible. Baptisma, baptism. The word baptismos occurs only four times, namely Mark 7, verses 4 and 8, Hebrews 6 and verse 2, Hebrews 9 and verse 10. The verb baptizein, from baptin, to dip, is the rendering of the Hebrew by the Septuagint in 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 14. The Latin fathers render baptizein by tingere, mergere, and mergitare. By the Greek fathers, the word baptizein is often used, frequently figuratively, for to immerse or overwhelm with sleep, sorrow, sin, etc. Hence, baptisma properly and literally means immersion. 47. They immersed the whole body in water in order that the baptized might be counted a child of the covenant. Now John the Baptist administered the rite among the Jews in the manner above described, and the same rite was used by Christ. 48. Salmasius. Baptism is immersion, and was administered in former times according to the force and meaning of the word. R. Fuller, page 20. Baptism signifies immersion, not aspersion, nor did the ancient Greeks baptize any but by dipping. Witsius's work, volume 3, page 390-391. 49. Augusti. The word baptism, according to etymology and usage, signifies to immerse, submerge, etc., and the choice of the expression betrays an age in which the latter custom of sprinkling had not been introduced. 50. Brenner. The word corresponds in signification with the German taufen, to sink in the deep. 51. Paulus. The word baptize signifies in Greek sometimes to immerse, sometimes to submerge. 52. Schultz. Baptism consists in the immersion of the whole body in water. 53. Ikenius. The Greek word baptismos denotes the immersion of a person or thing into something. 54. Kasselbaum. To baptize is to immerse. Fuller, page 72. This was the rite of baptizing, that persons were plunged into the water, which the very word baptizein, to baptize, sufficiently declares. Judson, page 11. 55. Christophilus, a Greek. We follow the examples of the apostles who immersed the candidate under the water. 56. Wrigley. The original and natural signification of the word baptize imports to dip. 57. Limborg. Baptism consists in washing, or rather immersing, the whole body in water as was customary in primitive times. 58. Sir John Floyer. Immersion is no circumstance but the very act of baptism. 59. Pools Continuators. To be baptized is to be dipped in water, metaphorically to be plunged in afflictions. 60. Valesius, in his edition of Eusebius's Ecclesiastical History, speaking of the pouring of water all over Novatian while he was sick, says, "Moreover, since baptism properly signifies immersion, such profusion, pouring over, could hardly be called baptism." 61. Coleman. The word baptism is derived from the Greek word bapto, from which term is formed baptizo, with its derivatives baptismos and baptisma, baptism. The primary signification of the original is to dip, to plunge, immerse. The obvious import of the noun is immersion. 62. Edinburgh Reviewers. They tell me, says Carson, that it was unnecessary to bring forward any of the examples to prove that the word signifies to dip, that I might have commenced with this as a fixed point universally admitted. 63. Wetstenius. To baptize is to plunge, to dip. The body or part of the body being under water is said to be baptized. 64. Melanchthon. Baptism is an entire action, to wit, a dipping and a pronouncing the words I baptize, etc. 65. Isaac Barrow. The action is baptizing or immersing in water. 66. Bermanus. Baptismos and baptisma, if you consider the etymology, properly signifies immersion. 67. Richard Bentley. Baptismos, baptism, dipping. 68. Beckmanus. Baptism, according to the force of its etymology, is immersion and washing or dipping. 69. Buchanus. Baptism, that is, immersion, and by consequence, washing. Baptistry, a vat or large vessel of wood or stone in which we are immersed for the sake of washing. Baptist, one that immerses or dips. 70. Otto von Gerlach. The Greek word baptizo properly signifies dip, Baptism was performed in the first times of Christianity by immersion in water. The foregoing quotations are mostly from Bailey's manual, where he gives references to the works from which they are taken, many of which we have examined and know that they are correct. Added to the lexicographers quoted, they make 104 scholars who say, one and all, that the word used by the Lord to indicate the act required by him of those who would become obedient to his will primarily and literally means to dip or immerse. He who will not be satisfied with this testimony would not likely be satisfied by the testimony of much more that might be adduced.